Great and mighty is he. Clothed in glory, arrayed in splendor. Great and mighty is he. He is no longer in the grave. He is at the right hand of the Father, returned to his full glory, the glory that he had with the Father before he came to earth. He is arrayed in glory, splendor, mighty. He is so awesome. He's alive, alive forevermore. Not only that, but now all power, all authority in heaven and in earth has been given to him.
Usually when, you know, on a resurrection Sunday, we'll spend time in the gospel, going to the tomb, and seeing how Mary and the disciples all went to the tomb, and came to the angels. But we're going to do something a little different today. I thought instead of doing that traditional routine that we normally do, we're going to let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us through some scriptures, different scriptures that talk about why Jesus was raised from the dead. some of the important benefits and spiritual blessings that are associated with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There are so many benefits and blessings associated with the resurrection of Jesus Christ that obviously we'll only have a chance to go through a few of them today. But first and foremost, most importantly, is the benefit of our salvation is dependent upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ and our faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That God really did raise him from the dead. Romans 10:9, we all know this one. If you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. In other words, here is the nutshell. First, you have to believe and accept the truth of the incarnation that the babe in Bethlehem's manger is the Lord of life and glory. That Jesus in the New Testament is the Lord Jehovah of the Old Testament. That Jesus is God. When Paul says that you have to confess that he is Lord, that means you have to believe in God. But you find him in the time. He was there. He was the creator of heaven and earth. You know that from the Bible. That he is not only the Son of God, but that he is God in the flesh. That he is God. That's why Paul said you must confess that he is Lord, but you must believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead in order to be saved. You must believe the truth of his resurrection with all that involved. Obviously, with all that involved. God is raising from the dead as proof that Christ has completed the work that is necessary for our salvation and that God is satisfied with his sacrifice, with his work. So first was our salvation. Paul called it that. Got to confess to the Lord. You have to believe in the heart of God raising from the dead in order to be saved. If you don't believe in the whole bodily, true, historical resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, you might as well say you can't be saved and you can't be saved. Amen?
Amen.
That's what Paul thought of that. Next is our justification. Huge benefit. Our justification was secured by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our justification before God. We're justified before God. Some people say that the word justified means justified. Just as I never sinned before God. Justified. Romans 4, verses 24 and 25. Paul says that move that chapter in verses 24 and 25. He's talking, giving a story about Abraham, how Abraham's faith, how Abraham's faith was so strong. He believed whatever God said he would do, he would do. Amen?
Amen?
And then he says this, the words written about Abraham being made righteous by his faith were written not just for him and for those in the past, but also for us, who are to be accepted as righteous, to believe in him who raised our Lord from death. Because Jesus was delivered up because of our offenses, because of our sins, and he was raised because of our justification, for our justification. So our being declared not guilty by God and being righteous before him now is the result that is assured by our faith in the resurrection. There could have been no justification if Jesus remained in his tomb. But the fact that he rose tells us the work is finished, the price has been paid, and God is infinitely satisfied with the sin atoning work of our Savior and his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen? The next thing that benefits, huge benefit, that we have citizens of heaven and we eagerly wait for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come from heaven. He will change our weak, mortal bodies and make them like his own glorious body. The glorious body that he has now, the glorified body that he now lives in, will be with us in his glorified body. And how is he going to do that? Using that power by which he is able to bring all things near to the union. Could I say that's the resurrection power? Right? That's what it is. We know that God raised him from the dead, not only to see him at his right hand, but to give him power over all power. Jesus said it himself when he wrote it, right? I now have been given authority of power over all of heaven and all of earth. Jesus is going to come back, and if we're in the grave already, or we're still alive, by the power, the resurrection power that he's used to raise us from the dead, he's going to quicken our bodies and give us those brand new bodies. Either in the rapture when we go up, before death, or if we're in the grave, we'll come out of our body, will come out of the grave, and we'll be in the grave. But we will get brand new physical bodies to live in eternity when we have in the grave, just like the glorious body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But now I want to talk about one of my favorite blessings and benefits of the resurrection, which is the blessing of regeneration. As a blessing of being born anew, being born again, given new life. What an incredible power. Who else, no one else, has the power to make you a new creation just like that and give you a brand new life, fill you with the Spirit, transform your whole entire person, spirit, soul, and body, and make you whole and give you his truth. It's so amazing, the blessing that he's given us. And Peter tells us this in 1 Peter chapter 1. Listen to the words. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Praise, honor, blessed be the God of our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. By his boundless mercy, his mercy, his incredible, incredible mercy, we have been born again to an ever-living hope through what? In the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. When Jesus rose from the dead, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that God uses to make us born again from the dead. To make us new creations in Christ Jesus. Amen? Let me continue. Verse 4. Born anew into an inheritance which is beyond the reach of change and decay, imperishable, unfading, reserved in heaven for us. Hallelujah. Who are being guarded right now by God's power. How? Through our faith. Until we fully inherit the final salvation and the ready to be revealed to us in the last day. New life. Born again. Born anew. As I was sharing with Kelly earlier, how amazing that God chose to fulfill the scriptures, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, right things that I taught, we have brand new life. We have resurrection power. We transform it. We fill it with the Holy Spirit. We change our thoughts, our minds. We give us a word to renew our hearts and minds. And now we can live a victorious, glorious life with full meaning, full purpose. And we know who we're living for. We're living for God now. We're not living for ourselves. He's the Lord of our lives, and we're living for Him now. Amen? We know that purpose. Let me read some purpose. No, 2 Corinthians, I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 17 and 18. Tells us, this is talking about us. Therefore, if any person is in Christ the Messiah, they are a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has been passed away. Behold, all things are made fresh and new. The fresh and new has come. Verse 18. But all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to Himself. He received us into favor, brought us into harmony with Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ, and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. Listen to how He identifies us. This is the ministry of reconciliation. That by word and deed, we might aim to bring others into harmony with Him. Hallelujah. What a glorious life. What a powerful life we have. We have the ministry of reconciliation to bring people into harmony with God and reconcile them back to God through Jesus Christ. And then Romans, turn to Romans chapter 6, verses 4 through 6, where again the Apostle Paul links the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus, and this is what he tells us. Not only do we have new life, not only are we dead to sin because we've been crucified with Jesus and died with Jesus, we have new life. Listen to what Paul says. The ability, we're no longer slaves to sin, and now we have power over sin, and we can be instruments of righteousness. I love that expression of that picture. We are instruments. You're now a tool in God's hand. You're an instrument in His hand for righteousness. Romans 6, verses 4 through 6. Therefore, we were buried with Him through baptism into death. As if Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of His death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Hallelujah. Go to verse 12. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, which you obey its lust. Do not present your member as instruments of unrighteousness anymore to sin, but present yourself to God as being what? Alive from the dead. Resurrection power. And your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Consider yourself dead to sin, but alive to God. Dead to sin, now you live for God. Amen? In the resurrection of Christ, God indicated His complete satisfaction with the sacrificial work of His Son. Think of it this way. The resurrection is the Father's amen to the Lord's cry, "It is finished." When Jesus cried out on the cross, "It is finished," the Father God said, "Amen," and raised Him from the dead. Amen means simply, "So be it." And I agree. The power God used to raise Jesus from the dead is the same power that He used to make us new creations. Almighty God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul asks for three things. Give us wisdom to speak clearly and really understand what Christ is and all we've done for us. We pray that our hearts will be flooded with light because you can see something. We can see something of the future which is Paul is here. That we can understand you, understand why you chose us, the hope that you have for us. Help us know that nothing is of your promise. Your holy people are so rich and so glorious and so amazing. And your great praise is about the power of Jesus Christ, the power of wisdom to come to us. We pray that we will begin to understand how incredibly great your power is and help us to believe you. Because it is that same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seized him and replaced us on God's right hand in heaven. Far, far above any other king, or ruler, or dictator, or leader. Hallelujah. Father God, we love you and praise you. As we continue to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord, we continue to focus on your resurrection power. Holy Spirit, continue to give us wisdom and really give us insight and illumination to understand all that Jesus has done for us in his resurrection. Help us hear from them with all the blessings that he's doing. Help us not only to know them, but to live them. Help us to live how they were destined for us and use that power, that resurrecting power, the power of the Holy Spirit, for your kingdom, for your honor, and for your glory. Help us to see souls saved, healed, delivered. Help us to be ambassadors of Christ. Help us to be ministers of reconciliation. Help us to be laborers of your heart. Help us to love one another and minister to the body of Christ. Help us to be instruments